It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Here we go, Boz. Let's go, man.
Let's go.
2026.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, which means there's only really one thing you should be doing because it's the turn of a calendar. It's 2026, and it's time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hello to the folks at home.
Hello, hello.
And we've got a great show to kick off 2026. Man, how was the break, my friend?
It was awesome.
Was it?
It was. I don't know. First off, I mean, the holidays, best part, had our whole family home, all the kids and their...
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank...
I don't know what just happened with that. There we go. speaking of the amazing... sorry.
Okay, what's going on here?
Here's the deal.
Start of the year jinx or something?
It must be. Like I know that they say that, you know, you drop like a plate, it means good luck, or break a... glass or something, it means good luck. Eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day is a good luck for the year. I didn't do any of that stuff, so obviously this is a bad omen.
We haven't had a show for like two weeks.
I know. So you were saying that it's great having your kids home.
Family, yeah. The kids were all home. They're soon to be significant others. That was the best part. We got to spend a couple days with just all of them. Makes us happy having the kids home. It was good.
Yeah. And I'd kind of did the opposite. My kids are always home. And
you
after,
wanted time away.
After Christmas, I drove to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Nice.
We'll talk about that at the end of the show. What a great opportunity I got to go on to watch the Flock beat the Packers
a week ago.
So we'll discuss that at the end of the show. But, we're welcoming you into 2026, the first scoreboard show of this 2026 year, and we ended last year's 2025, I guess, with a brief kind of summary of how great it was in 2025 on the show. But man, we're starting 2026 off on the right foot. Not everybody in action here tonight, Boz, but there's still a handful of games, 11 girls games, 11 guys games, each happening here tonight, and we're going to break each of them down. As Seth Tollison says, good night. Great work, as always, Seth. Thank you very much. He's going to head home here in just a little bit. Some of you hear him at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's 9:20 or 9:10. He's still here.
Long day.
People want to know what happened here tonight, Boz. 22 games weren't in action tonight.
All right, we're still catching up on scores a little bit. Here's what we have so far. On the girls' side, Hiawatha, they get the win against Holton 52-36.
7-0, Hiawatha.
That's no joke. Riverside, they hang on to beat Oskaloosa 45-40.
And that is flipping the script from week one of this season where Oski defeated Riverside by 2 in their first matchup of the year.
Crazy stuff going on. Horton, they get the win against Jackson Heights 67-33.
Big time win.
And Centralia, they knock off a previously 6-1 Clifton Clyde team. They get the win 40-29. That's all we got on girls' scores so far. So
we need more.
Yeah, we need some more scores here. On the boys' side of things, Hiawatha all over Holton tonight, 68-36.
Not quite.
Hiawatha improves to 6-1 on the season.
Whose dark horse pick is that? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Was that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Redhawks playing good basketball even after the break.
Yeah, absolutely they are. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, They get the win over ACCHS 72-38.
There's a burger.
There's a burger to start off the new year. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Horton 57-32. And Centralia gets the win 63-45 over Clifton Clyde. Axtell, they defeat Washington 60-28. Blue Valley gets the win over Onega 59-43. Centralia defeated Clifton Clyde. I think I already read that one, 63-45. Donovan West, 2-point win tonight over Lynn.
Man.
51-49.
Mustangs having a great season so far.
Yes, they are. And Hanover, they get the win over Frankfurt 72-41.
That's a burger as well. Two burgers to kick off this 2026. But we have a handful of scores that are still needed right now. If you want to put them on our social media feeds, chats, by all means, feel free to do so. Or you can call us on the Giant Communications Hotline. It's open for you at 785-547-3461. Business customers, listen up. When you need a local, reliable service that'll make your business go the extra mile, save all the work to the local people that live in your communities. That's Giant Communications. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Boz, what scores do we still need?
On the girls' side, we need McClouth at Valley Falls, P. Ridge at Perry-Lecompton, Mar Hill at ACCHS, Hanover at Frankfort, Lynn at Donovan West, Blue Valley at Onega, and Axtell at Washington County, which is a little bit weird here. We've got more boys' scores than we do girls' scores. We need McClouth at Valley Falls, Oskaloosa Riverside, that game's still in progress, P. Ridge at Perry-Lecompton, and that's it on the boys' side.
All right, on your girls' score, you're asking for Mar Hill Mounts Academy, ACCHS. Yep. Final score, Mar Hill Mounts Academy, 59, ACCHS, 7.
Yo. Mar Hill.
Mar Hill, the Ravens, man, they're playing well. They're a good, good team. Coach Knowles got that program in the right direction, no doubt. Okay, so the scores again that we still need, Boz, give it to us one more time. This is both guys and girls. Boz will dictate it, but we need them from you. Give us a call on the phone line, Boz. What do we need?
We need girls McClouth at Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge at Perry-Lecompton, and that is it on the girls. No, we need Lynn at Donovan West, Hanover at Frankfort, Blue Valley at Onega, Axtell at Washington County. Got a handful of those. On the boys' side, we need McClouth at Valley Falls, Oskaloosa Riverside, Pleasant Ridge at Perry-Lecompton.
Okay, we know that one of those games will not be over for the next 45 minutes because that was our game of the week that was way behind schedule, and so we weren't able to even stay through half of the girls' contest. We'll break all that down and a lot more. We'll get you more score updates. We got a lot to dive into yet here tonight. It's the first show of the 2026 season. You're listening to Jacob Oz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hold up, Boz. What are they playing?
We're playing basketball.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
We're playing basketball.
There it is. So. Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here. First edition of 2026. And just a handful of them playing some basketball tonight, Boz. Everybody's in action tonight, but doesn't mean we're not going to do a show. We've got over half the area still playing, so the folks want it. We're going to give it to them and give you some updates of what's going on as we head into the 2026 side of the calendar season. Boz, how about our scores for tonight?
All right, girls' scores from tonight. Hiawatha gets the win against Holton, 52-36. Riverside defeats Oskaloosa, 45-40. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, all over ACCHS tonight, 59-7. Horton gets the win against Jackson Heights, 67-33. And Centralia, they defeat Clifton Clyde, 40-29. Those are all the scores we have on the girls' side.
Okay.
On the boys' side, Hiawatha gets the win against Holton, 68-36. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, defeats ACCHS, 72-38. Jackson Heights gets the win over Horton, 57-32. Hanover improves to 6-0 on the season. They got the win tonight, 72-41 over Frankfurt. 2-point win for Donovan West over Lynn, 51-49.
How about the Mustangs?
Yep, 6-3 on the season. Centralia defeats Clifton Clyde, 63-45. Blue Valley, they get the win over Onega, 59-43. And Axtell, another undefeated team at 6-0. They defeat Washington County 60-28.
All right, scores that we still need, Boz. Start with the guys this time.
The guys, we need McClouth at Valley Falls, Oskaloosa at Riverside, Pleasant Ridge at Perry LeCompton. That's it on the boys' side.
Okay, on the girls?
Girls, McClouth at Valley Falls, Pea Ridge at Perry LeCompton, Hanover at Frankfort, Lynn at Donovan West, Blue Valley at Onega, and Axtell at Washington County.
We need more girls than we need guys, and that is just
never
backwards.
Happens. Never happens.
Than what it normally happens here. But hey, why would we not want to start the show off different than normal?
Huh? Yeah, let's go.
Let's get after it. You can always give us a shout on the Giant Communications hotline. Give us the scores that we need. Put it in our social media chats as well. For the scores that we are needing here tonight, or if you just want to talk some basketball, like this caller is going to talk about with us here in just a second, is the Giant Communications Hotline. Business owners and members, listen up. If you need the most reliable and trusted network in Northeast Kansas, look no further than Giant Communications. Locally owned, locally trusted, or local provided, I should say, here in Northeast Kansas. They live right here in your area. Online at giantcomm.net to learn more. Let's go to our Giant Communications hotline now, and we've got a caller. Boz, is this the coach?
It's Coach.
Coach, you there?
We are here. What's happening with you guys tonight?
Hey,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Coach John Holliday joining the show with us here tonight. Not prompted by any stretch, man. Boz was just talking about you before you called in.
Your ears were burning.
Well, that's their word. Now, was it good or bad? That's my question.
It's all
always,
good.
Always good, Coach. Always good. Well, hey, what's going on? Did you have a good New Year's holiday and Christmas?
Absolutely. So, nice to get back in the swing of things, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Northeast Kansas basketball. Hey, speaking of, I just wanted to throw this out there. I saw something that was posted by a medium, was it today, Boz?
Yeah.
In reference to a state championship team that you coached 15 years ago this basketball season. How's that feel?
Feels like I'm getting old. Boy, what a special group that was.
No
doubt. Time flies. That didn't seem like it was that long ago.
No.
What a great group of kids, fantastic adults as well. Which is what it's all about, but man, I tell you what, those kids could play.
That was a fun group to watch, no doubt about it. You're talking about you're feeling old. I mean, Coach, that was my senior year. I was in that student section cheering those girls on. So, but hey, tell me about what are you taking in? What are you seeing in Northeast Kansas basketball right now? You know, how do you feel about the way that the status is for our area? You were just hearing Boz read some scores. We got some teams that are undefeated, some teams that are getting some redemption wins already. You know, how important is it coming out of break to get some of these victories early?
I think that first game out of Christmas really sets the tone for January, and you got to get things going. And, you know, we've been lucky enough. I've seen some boys, really good basketball teams. Tonight, Hiawatha girls, you know, they're missing one of their best players, and they still got something special going on with the way they play. We got a lot of kids that they're scrappy. They get after it. They play the game the way it's meant to be played. Fun group to watch. Then you – They're boys as well. I mean, boy, you talk about two studs in the paint. Those two boys that Hiawatha has, Coach Jasper's got to play pretty good basketball. They're a fun group to watch. They share it well, run some good sets. Before Christmas, we got to see Rossville boys and girls, and both those teams are pretty good. Then the Silver Lake girls throw those in. Big East is loaded again.
No doubt. And again, you coached for a long time back in the Big 7 League, now the Big East League. But does it ever surprise you how dominant and how many good teams are in that league?
No. You took two great leagues in the Mideast and the Big 7 and put them together. It was – when you went through, there were some murderer's row times in the Big 7. And then we jumped out. We played Silver Lake. A lot. Waumega's not in that league, but we played them quite a bit. That was some knockdown, drag out. Raleigh County was one we used to play quite a bit as well. You know, we had a little mid-season tournament with Raleigh County, Silver Lake, and Waumega, just good basketball. Great coaches, some great competitors, and it was fun, always fun to lace them up and play against those type of teams. And it hasn't changed.
No doubt about it. You look across the other leagues that we cover in our area, Coach, and that's the Twin Valley League. Year in, year out, consistently provides with dominant teams and deep postseason style teams as well. Why do you think the Twin Valley League has been such a great league over the last 40 plus years as well?
You take a look at all the history Centrea girls has had fantastic basketball for 40 plus years. I mean, their history is fantastic. You throw in all the other school. I mean, it's a knockdown, drag out every night. The Hanovers, the Axtels, Donovan West as of late, Troy, when they were in the Twin Valley. They did some coaches that were long timers there. They were there forever. They coached, when Larry Glassick was at Centrea, both Centrea football and Centrea boys basketball. He had it going on, great athletes, great coaches, great tradition, it doesn't get any better. Northeast Kansas fans, sports fans, are spoiled rotten, and I hope they know it.
Yeah.
And I think most of us do, because, year in, year out, we got teams in our general area competing at the highest level in the state of Kansas.
I love it. I mean, and the trophies speak for themselves. Year in, year out, we're talking deep postseason pushes in all sports across our area. Very blessed with the athletes. I like the way you put that. Hope Northeast Kansas, hope you guys are listening, understanding how lucky and fortunate that we truly are. Well, Coach, we got to get moving, but before I let you go, I got to get one prediction from you if I can. Are you okay with that? I'm throwing you out in the middle of the ocean right now.
All right, let's roll.
All right, it's the Ravens Steelers Sunday Night Football. Winner goes to the playoffs and wins the AFC North.
All right, first of all, you have to print where we're playing at.
It's in Pittsburgh Sunday night.
That's a lock. Ravens—they're done. They never win again.
Yes, there it is. That's what I'm talking about.
You just got to bet against them. So,
just because of you, Jake. Oh, dang it, man. I don't know what's going on, Coach. I feel like you're going through a tunnel or something. You're cutting in and out. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, Coach. Seriously, I appreciate the insight and conversation.
Hey, one last thing, I'll tell you what, and we'll let you go with this. And we talked about being spoiled and what MSC does for the local sports scene, your Friday night show. It's just fun. It's a Friday night. Not a Friday night without Jake and Boss.
Nah, I appreciate the kind words, man. Travel safe. Thanks for calling in, Eddie.
Thanks, Coach.
Later, my man. Later.
All right, see you on. All right, hey, that was the coach, man. That was John Holliday, longtime coach in Northeast Kansas. Won multiple state championships, made deep postseason runs. Just a great basketball mind, great guy, and always enjoy when he chimes in on the call.
Yeah, no, he has a unbelievable wealth of knowledge with basketball, all her years of experience coaching. But I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to throw that out there if he's still paying attention. My daughter had an opportunity to play for Coach Holliday freshman year all the way through. And I'm going to tell you this, the girls that play for Coach Holliday would do anything for him. They'll run through a brick wall. Tremendous motivator, got his girls working hard, playing hard, and had great success, but also building young ladies as they went through the program.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You can listen to his insight on the Holton channel as well as the color commentator with Justin Fluke on the Holton channel. He's got great insight, great knowledge of the game of basketball, no doubt about that. Well, hey, we got to get into our game of the week that we went to here tonight. And it was a long trip for us, but it was a trip that was needed. It was a big-time matchup tonight between Oskaloosa and Riverside. These two teams already played one time this year back. First game of this basketball season, Oskaloosa swept Riverside in Oskaloosa earlier this year in two tight games. And Boz and I show up like we always do, a little bit ahead of time before the 6 o'clock girls' scheduled tip to be.
Yeah.
Not the case here tonight, Bozzy.
Oh,
we show up and the JV game still hadn't started yet for the boys. And so Boz and I were only able to stay until halftime of the girls' game and get our eyes on those two teams here on the girls' side tonight. We try to stick around for at least some of the guys' game if we can, but unable to take that in tonight just due strictly to the time constraints that we've got to get back here at the studio. But Boz, that girls game, man, it was two teams. Again, Oskaloosa coming in just one loss, a close loss to Horton. They had already beaten Riverside this year, but the Cyclones tonight were able to right the ship and get that revenge victory.
Yeah, here's the thing I look at, and you mentioned earlier we're coming out of break, which we're really not. Most schools are still on break, and I was a little bit thrown for a loop. I mean, there was games on Tuesday of this week.
Some teams are playing in, like, tournaments.
And then we got games tonight. Their kids aren't even back in school. So it's really a little weird. That doesn't happen all the time. And I felt like that's how this game was tonight for the girls. Both teams coming off of the holiday break, trying to get things going. I've probably had a couple practices in there. But this game started out with a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
Both teams just trying to work the kinks out early. A lot of turnovers. Oskaloosa, they got two quick buckets, took an early 4-0 lead, and I remember watching this Oskaloosa team. They're not terribly tall, and one thing, if there's any school administrators, ADs that are listening, we said this during football season, on the program, during the football game, we need to have height and weight.
Come on!
On the basketball side of things, we need heights.
Come on now.
So, we can't really give you heights, but Oskaloosa girls, not terribly big. They had one girl in the post Harper Heston was kind of operated in the paint. But other than that, they got a whole bunch of guards that they want to play fast. Oskaloosa really looked to me like they want to get up down the floor.
Yeah.
They secure a defensive board. Coach is yelling, get up, get down. Coach Tanya Kramer yelling, go, 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 get up the floor quick. They ran a lot of four-out offense, a lot of cuts, a lot of movement. But they were turning the ball over a lot tonight. It just was – the motor was going a little too fast. They needed to just kind of slow down a little bit. After Oskaloosa got the first two buckets of the game, they didn't score again until almost halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah.
Riverside all of a sudden just said, hey, no, no, it's not – we're not doing
it. Oh, nay, nay.
Nay, nay. They went on a 17-0 run to close out the first quarter. 17-4 the score at the end of the first quarter. I mean, that run extended to 21-5, and really Riverside just in control.
Yeah, yeah.
They still had quite a bit of turnovers early in the game, but they settled in a little more in the second quarter. I just think, you know, like you said, we had to leave, but it was 24-16. Nyla Duncan banked in a three to end the first quarter. I mean, things were going Riverside's way,
sure.
But they were a little better in the first half with executing offense, getting some easy buckets. Riverside played downhill. They got into the paint. They got to the rim quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that was really a difference in the first half. Now, obviously, they were able to hold on down the stretch, but I told you in the car when we left.
Yeah.
Said, hey, Oskaloosa is going to come back in this game.
Yeah.
They're athletic. Emma Vogel for Oskaloosa, really good senior guard.
Got into foul trouble early.
She did. Yep. I think it might have been Hallie Wright got into foul trouble as well. They had two girls on the bench in the first half. So Oskaloosa is a good team, and they're 5-2 on the season now, but I just feel like tonight's game was more a result of just a couple rusty teams coming back after not playing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. Again, it's not like you're starting the season completely over, but you kind of are.
Yeah.
When you take a longer break like this, you got things in place from 2 weeks ago, but you're still going to start off a little bit slow. Don't let that record from Riverside fool you. 2-3 coming into tonight. They get back to even 500 now at 3-3. Oskaloosa with the loss, as you mentioned, drops to 5-2. But they've lost their last two games tight. Those last two losses by a combined 7 points. And this Bears team, I'm a believer in them. You mentioned the fact that they like to get up and down the floor. They look like they want to really run. But they've got some guards that really can handle the ball if they would slow down. And they got shooters as well on this team. And Coach Kramer was doing a good job. I really liked the way she was implementing their different offenses. I mean, it was almost to the point of her calling out an offense and just calling the girl's name and saying, keep it! And she ran a set underneath the basket. They ran it to perfection. The girl kept it like Coach told her to do, and she got an easy layup.
Yeah.
I mean, so Coach Kramer sees what she wants to do, and the girls, when they execute, that I really think we'll be talking about this Oskaloosa team in the middle of February, late February, of where they're at in their season. And I think they could be a top contender in the Northeast Kansas League, no doubt.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side of things, Riverside, I mean, let's not forget that they're just a couple years away from back-to-back state runner-ups. In Class 2A.
Yeah.
2023 and 2024, they're state runner-ups. Now, who do they lose off that team? That was a massive part of that team. Taylor Weiser.
Yeah.
Hallie Studer. However, they've got Nyla Duncan and Ella Whistler. Both were on that team in the 23 and 24 state runner-ups team. They started as freshmen for Coach Craig Burns. And you saw tonight, Nyla Duncan hasn't lost a step. With ball handling.
No.
I don't know. There are a lot of good guards in our area. Nyla Duncan might be one of the most underrated point guards in Northeast Kansas. The way she's able to handle the ball, handle pressure, and then make something happen out of that. But I would love to see Ella Whistler get really involved if I'm a Riverside Cyclone fan. Because Ella Whistler's got that experience. She looked like she maybe was a little hobbled with an ankle injury tonight, maybe. I don't know. She twisted it and got up, able to keep on playing. But she's got the height, the size to be able to do it. But Kennedy Griffin might be the X factor for that Riverside team.
Yeah.
She hits shots from the outside. The ability for her to do that, maybe extend that out, because she also can handle the ball as well for Riverside.
She was able to get some steals and get things into transition with the turnovers. And when you talk about Riverside, they've got some pieces here. The one thing they probably don't have is a dominant post player, somebody in the paint that can sit on the block and score at the rim. But you mentioned Kennedy Griffin, Nyla Duncan, Ella Whistler, Macy Mears, Tori Ortega, Kiana Hewens. I mean, they've got some pieces here.
Yeah.
They're a good basketball team that has good guards, and they can score. They can get to the rim. They're not afraid to attack the basket. So Riverside's got all the pieces. And what, you know, one thing you talked about Oskaloosa and kind of how they made some changes during that run when Riverside was just kind of taking it to them. Coach Kramer, it felt like she was like, okay, we got to do something different here. They switched to a 2-2-1 full court press, started to just change the complexion of the game, forced Riverside to speed up a little bit,
yeah.
Had some turnovers. They were able to claw their way back into it. Ended the second quarter only down 8
right.
After that big run. So
yeah.
These are two good basketball teams, and like you said, we're going to be talking about them for late in the season.
That was our game of the night. Again, we wish we were able to stick around for the guys' game. However, just a delayed start time tonight over in Elwood, so unable to do that. That game's still going on, as last checked, between Oskaloosa and Riverside on the boys' side of things. With it being our game of the night, it means that we gave away a $50 gift certificate tonight, Boz. And guess who came up and said, hey, you giving away a gift card yet?
Who we got?
It was head coach Bryce Payton of the Riverside Cyclone football team that came up and said hello. And he won himself a $50 gift certificate to Anderson Meats in Troy, Kansas. And we appreciate the partnership with Anderson Meats here tonight. Wanted you to know that they are closed tomorrow. However, owners Curtis and Janelle Anderson, custom processing facility with a full retail storefront, full line of beef, pork, summer sausage, lots of different flavors of jerky. Check out their Facebook page, Anderson Meats. Typical hour is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 to noon. But again, tomorrow they are closed just for this Saturday only. But regular hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, right off Last Chance Road, 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Big thank you to them for partnering with us to give away that $50 gift certificate to Bryce Payton and his family. You'll see that picture on our social media pages next week with them from Riverside here tonight. As the girls from Riverside knock off the girls from Oskaloosa, 45-40 in the girls' contest. We do have an updated halftime score from that game. It was 29-13 at the half. Oskaloosa trailing Riverside at the halftime break. Halftime. Just a late starter over there. And then a final just came in from the guys' side of things for you, Boz. Valley Falls knocks off McLeod tonight with a burger.
Yo.
It's 79-47. Valley Falls starts 2026 off with a victory over McLeod here tonight.
All right.
All right, we got more scores to get to. We're going to get you a couple recaps really quick before we get to our next break. Our first one comes from the Holton Channel. It was Holton at Hiawatha here tonight. The Redhawks, the hottest start in quite some time for both programs, trying to keep that going here in 2026. Holton, both teams winless, trying to get that first win of the season. Justin Fluke had the call.
Hiawatha basketball started the new year where they left off in 2025. A sweep in just their second games at the Roundhouse this season. Hiawatha took care of business against Holton. As the Hiawatha girls win 52-36, they were only ahead 1 point at the end of the first quarter, but then turned the game on a 14-3 second quarter run and would go on to win by 16 points. Hiawatha girls 7-0, led by Kylie Nelson with 22 points. Michaela Williams added 13. The Holton girls got 13 points each from Lily Tanking and Becca Lassie in the loss, but Tanking picked up 2 fouls in the first 2 minutes and didn't play the rest of the first half for the Wildcats, who dropped to 0-7 with the loss. In the boys' contest, it was Hiawatha had 25-11 at the end of one quarter, and that's kind of how the way the rest of the game went. A running clock, a 30-point margin throughout the fourth quarter, with Hiawatha boys winning at 68-36. Braylon Sieben-Morgan scored 22. Lane Kessler added 16 as the Hiawatha boys improved to 6-1 on the season. Holton got 15 from Carrick the Donder in the loss. They're now 0-7, but no other Wildcat scored more than 6. Holton will have Winter Royalty at home on Tuesday against St. Mary's, while Hiawatha hits the road Tuesday at Royal Valley. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for that recap. As you heard from him, the Redhawks continue with their hot streak to begin this basketball season. And, Boz, this is two teams that we highlighted at the beginning of our basketball shows this year back in December, saying, These are two teams to watch, and they're continuing to prove that's the reason why. 6-1 and 7-0 between those two.
Yeah, we got an opportunity to watch them before break in a fantastic game both ways, girls and guys, at Troy. The girls from Hiawatha, what I really love about them, they're aggressive.
Scrappy.
I mean, they are just scrappy. They're aggressive. They just get after you defensively and make it really difficult for you to run what you want to run if you're the opposing team trying to execute an offense. And then the guys, I mean, they have all the pieces. They've got great size. Braden Seaman Morgan can go inside, outside, doesn't matter. Kessler on the block. They got guards that are quick, aggressive, slashers to the rim.
Yep.
They got all the pieces to really have a good season.
All right, now let's go to our next recap. Comes courtesy of Tom Couts, as he had an Atchison County rivalry. Mario Mounts Academy, ACCHS. Tom, what happened tonight in the Northeast Kansas League?
2026 begins with one of their longtime rivalries in Atchison County, as it's ACCHS playing host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Not only a county rivalry, but a Northeast Kansas League rivalry. And tonight, the Ravens went on the road, but they came home with a couple of big, big wins. Ladies game, MHMA winning at 59-7, paced by Capri Keckner's 20. Hannah Cody with 17 as the Lady Ravens advance their record to 5-2. Lady Tigers go to 0-7. In the nightcap, it was MHMA with a commanding 72-38 win for the Ravens. How about Jace Campbell? 21 points to lead Mar Hill Mount Academy to their fourth win of the season. ACCHS will go now to 1-6. So again, it was a road trip for the Ravens, but worth the effort. MHMA sweeps Atchison County. Tom Couts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, Boz, I just love it. I'm ready for that. MSC Sports
Radio Network.
Radio Network from Tom Couts. All right, we got to step aside for another timeout. When we come back, we got more scores and a couple more recaps to get through to you. We'll look ahead at next week and what that looks like when the full slate begins for this 2026 calendar portion of the basketball season. Seth Tollison still with you here. Jake Spaulding, Boz. We got everybody up here rocking and rolling on a Friday. It's 9:45, January the 2nd. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pump, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pump has you covered. The Pump offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pump is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back in here rocking and rolling. We're crazy in love with the game of basketball here on the MSC Radio Network. Jake and Boz with you. Seth Olofsson and the crew, we've got a lot going on, a lot still to get to here on the first show of 2026 here on the MSC Radio Network. We welcome you back in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Before we get into scores, though, we got the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for tonight. Boz, the basketballs are in.
We got them?
We got them, baby. So it's time for us to go out, and you'll see all the videos and the pictures and everything with Boz and I handing out these game balls that you, the listener, nominate players to win. These awesome Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game balls every single week that we do the show. It has been such a fun addition to our program here this season. We've always done the segment, but it just means more when you give something tangible to these kids.
Yeah, and we've even had people tell us, like, hey, when am I getting my ball?
Oh, we've had more than just that, hey, when are we getting
the ball? It's time.
We're not going to say who.
Okay.
We're not going to say who. But one specific person said, hey, my kid won a game ball. He's been looking for it, waiting on it. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We've announced it every single week. We're sorry. It's coming. It's coming. However, we don't have them yet due to shipping issues and everything that we can't control. However, and then they made us feel bad.
They did. They said
he hasn't played as well since you gave him the game ball, and you haven't given him the ball yet.
So he just needs the ball.
He needs the ball to
flip things around.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it is really cool. We're going to be on the road a little bit over the next couple weeks, getting caught up.
We're going to be putting some miles on in the next week or so, no doubt about it. So before we get into scores, though, Boss, how about our nominee list so far for tonight?
Okay, we're getting a little bit of a list going here. On the girls' side, I love to see this. Tava Gibbs from Centralia.
First game back.
I said that a couple, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, right before break. Like, is she playing? Is she back? She's a nominee tonight. 10 points, 6 boards, 4 steals. Immediate impact in her first game back. She's a player that we've been high on for quite a long time.
Welcome back.
Kansas Keough from Horton had a big night tonight, 26 points.
Ooh.
Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, she had a big night as well, 22 points. She's averaging 22 a night this season. And Macy Cochran, Perla Compton, 24 points.
Ooh.
Those are the girls' nominees. On the guys' side of things, from Hiawatha, Lane Kessler, double-double tonight
double.
For that young man. 16 points, 12 rebounds. From Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, we've called his name quite a bit, had a big night tonight. 18 points, 5 steals, 2 assists, 3 boards, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Great night for Quentin Aldifer. And from Jackson Heights, career night, Devin Montgomery, 23 points, 7 boards, 5 of 6 from the foul line. Young man put it all together tonight.
No doubt about that. All right, those are our nominees right now. If you know of somebody that had a great night and is balled out, maybe they were the encourager, maybe they were the assist king or queen. Maybe they put up a lot of points, they played great defense. We had someone come up to us tonight at Riverside, Boz, and say, I didn't know the stats.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. Call and nominate the kids that you feel should be on this list that Boz can facilitate.
Yeah, let us just throw their name out there.
Come on now. That's what it's all about. It's about the kids. That's why we do the show. Let you know about what's going on, but it's all about the kids. All right, how about the scores for tonight, Boz?
All right, on the girls' side, we've got all the scores finally. We're behind. We got something weird. I don't know how we were behind on the girls' scores, but here they are. Hiawatha, they get the win against Holton, 52-36. Valley Falls, big win over McClouth, 68-9.
Wow.
Riverside gets the win over Oskaloosa, 45-40. Perry LeCompton, my dark horse team.
Hey!
5-3.
Yeah.
On the season. Got the win tonight over Pea Ridge, 50-20.
They're halfway there to making your pick.
I told you. Watch yeah. out. Let's Look go. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win over ACCHS, 59-7. Horton defeats Jackson Heights, 67-33. Hanover, they get the win over Frankfort, 53-30. Lynn defeats Donovan West, 57-49. Lynn improves to 8-2.
Now, this is a team that made a deep push, making it all the way to the state volleyball championship.
Yeah.
Okay, in the Lynn Bulldogs.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
These girls are having a historic season, and that is a big-time win for them against Donovan West.
Donovan West came into that game 6-1,
yep.
So that's a kind of a statement win
yep.
for Lynn tonight over Donovan West, 57-49.
Statement win for Lynn. Look at what? You, buddy.
Centralia, they defeat Clifton Clyde 40-29. Blue Valley gets the win over Onega 40-31. And Axtell all over Washington County 62-11.
Wow.
That's all the girls' scores. We got everybody.
All right.
On the guys' side of things, Hiawatha defeats Holton 68-36. Valley Falls, you mentioned that score a little bit ago, 79-47
Burger.
Over McClouth. Big Burger, almost a double-double right there for Valley
almost.
Falls. Almost. Let's see, Perry LeCompton, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 63-30. Mar Hill gets the win over ACCHS 72-38. Jackson Heights defeats Horton 57-32. Hanover got the win tonight over a previously 7-3 Frankfort team, so no joke for Frankfort boys. Hanover gets the win 72-41.
Burger, and that's a statement burger like you just mentioned.
Yeah, Hanover 6-0 on the season. Donovan West, they get a 2-point win over Lynn 51-49. Centralia defeats Clifton Clyde 63-45. Blue Valley gets the win over Onega 59-43. And Axtell remains perfect, 6-0 on the season. They get the win over Axtell, 60-28.
Axtell defeated who?
Defeated Washington County.
Okay, perfect.
What did I say?
You said Axtell defeated Axtell, so I didn't know who they actually beat. You know.
Well,
I don't think Axtell could stay undefeated if they play themselves.
No, they defeated
Somebody
Washington County.
Somebody has to lose.
Axtell gets the win.
Thank you.
Over at Washington County.
One more nominee just came in.
Okay.
Hey, if you got Boz's number, my number, you can text it to us as well. We get it. We understand. Maybe you don't have time to call. You don't want to put it on the social medias. I get it. Colin Carney from Valley Falls.
Okay.
32 points and 12 rebounds tonight.
32 points, 12 boards on the night, double-double.
That is a big-time double-double from senior Colin Carney from Valley Falls in the win. All right, what scores do we still need on the guys' side? Is it just one game?
And it's still going.
And it's still going on. Yep, we are very well aware of that game. We'll not be done probably till 10:15 or so. But that is Oskaloosa at Riverside. Once it goes final, we will get that to you. Last checked, Riverside leading at the half, 29-13 in that one. Okay, we got a couple more recaps to get to you real quickly here. From tonight, this one was over at Horton tonight, right here on 103.9 FM. and it was Brandon Tadman. He had Jackson Heights on the road at Horton, and it was a split between these two Northeast Kansas League foes.
Northeast Kansas League openers on Friday nights, and it was two pretty impressive blowout wins in what was a split in Horton as the Chargers were playing host to Jackson Heights. Well, in the girls' game, it was the home team Chargers. Got a running clock midway through the fourth quarter and had a dominant second half against Jackson Heights. Horton would go on to win it 67-33. They led it by 9 at halftime, but would outscore the Cobras 38-15 in the second half. They had a monster night from 5'9 junior Kansas Keough, who had 26 points and 4 threes. She was also perfect at the line, going 4-for-4 in that category. Chargers in the game, out-rebounding Jackson Heights 26-15, and also Horton hitting 10 threes as a team. As mentioned, Keough hitting 4 of those triples. They also got 9 points from Tiffin Lanter on 3 triples, and then 8 points as well from junior Marlissa Banks. Jackson Heights in the loss, led by Chesney Cochran, who had 8 points, and then 7 apiece from Bryn Shoup and Nicole Ammon. So the Jackson Heights girls had a 3-game win streak snap. They're now 5-2 and 0-1. Horton girls, now 3-1 over their last 4 games. They're now 4-3 and off to a 1-0 start in league play. In the nightcap, it was all Jackson Heights. Boys would pull away in the second half, outscoring the Charger boys 33-19 after leading it 24-13 at the half. 57-32, Jackson Heights boys, they have won 3 straight now. They're 5-2, 1-0 in league play. They've won 4 of their last 5 as well. Horton on the other side still looking for win number 1, now 0-7 and 0-1 in league play. Jackson Heights led on a career night by 5'9 sophomore guard Devin Montgomery. He was our player of the game. 23 points and 7 rebounds. He was 5 of 6 at the line. Had multiple flashy assists, couple of steals as well. Drake Mellies had 11, 10.7 rebounds from 6'4 senior Austin Zeller. 3 in double figures, but again, Devin Montgomery, career night, 23 points and 7 rebounds. Horton in the loss, they got 10 points from Javon Kabia off the bench, 8 as well from Wyatt Chartier. Talon Hooper just 4 points, but he had 14 of the Charger 30 rebounds here tonight. Horton did not help themselves with 22 turnovers and going just 6 of 20 at the free throw line. But Jackson Heights again, big time win in the boys game. Now 5-2 and 1-0. And Jackson Heights next week, 2 games Tuesday and Friday, both on the road. Tuesday at Troy, next Friday at Riverside. Horton next week back at home Tuesday against Riverside. And next Friday, Horton will be on the road at Oskaloosa. All of those games in Northeast Kansas League play. So tonight a split in Horton. Charger girls, big time winner, 67-33. Jackson Heights boys in the nightcap, 57-32. Back to Jake and Boz in the studio as the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues.
All right, B-Ted, thank you very much. And, yeah, what a good night that he had in basketball. The way he put it, you know, it was 2 big impressive wins each for the Horton girls and the Jackson Heights guys on 103.9 tonight. A career night on the guys' side from Devin Montgomery from Jackson Heights, and a big night from Kansas Keough from the Horton Lady Chargers. And Kansas Keough is a girl we were talking about last year.
Yeah, we watched her play last year, and I thought, boy, she can play. She's pretty smooth, handles the ball just fabulously. She can kind of do it all.
Yeah, definitely a team to watch. That same team, the Horton Lady Chargers, gave Oskaloosa their first loss of the season back before the Christmas break. One more recap here real quickly to get to you, and it came from the battle between Clifton Clyde and Centralia in Twin Valley League action over on 92.1 KMZA. Crendon Prophet had the call tonight. KP, how did it go here this evening?
It's a sweep to start the new year down here in Centralia, Kansas. The Centralia Panthers, girls and boys, coming away with victories. The Centralia girls winning 40-29 over Clifton Clyde, and the Centralia boys coming up with a victory of 63-45. Starting off here with our girls matchup, the Centralia girls were down an early 7-0 start, including a 9-2 start at the first quarter. However, Centralia would only be down 10-5 to exit the first quarter and would tie it at 14-all in the second quarter, taking the lead 17-16 off a key when Rempe, three-point shot. Centralia would go into the half up 19-16 and would run away with the game in the second half, finishing 42-29. The leading scorer of the game was Tava Gibbs, who played her first game off the injury this season. She finished with 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. What a start here at her 2025-2026 campaign as a junior. And Sevi Wirtz for the Eagles finished with a total of 19 points and 11 rebounds. And looking at our boys matchup, one that finished well-versed for the Centralia boys, 63-45 in that final. Quinton Oliver, he had 18 total points in the game, 5 steals, and locked up as well with 2 assists. Just a great night for Quinton Oliver as he also went 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Centralia had 3 total players hit double-digit scoring with Tyler Jones of 14 and Bronx Tally with 11, with 4 players with more than 6 points and 7 total scores as Centralia. They were down early 4-0, but they took the lead in the early going of the first quarter and did not look back. It was 31-15 to end the first half and 63-45 to end the game. So again, a Centralia sweep down here in Centralia, Kansas. The girls winning by a final score of 40-29 over Clifton Clyde, and the Centralia boys finishing 63-45. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much for that recap right there as the Panthers get the sweep to begin 2026. We got to step aside for another timeout. When we come back, we've got some more scores to get to you, as well as our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees to get through. And we've got some conversations. Boz and I made some picks about the college football playoff. One of us is doing good. The other one, he doesn't want to talk about it. We're coming back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
Let's try this one more time. Boz, what are they playing?
They're playing basketball.
That's better. Yeah, that's what they're playing. They're playing some basketball. And not everybody's playing tonight, but we got about half of our area playing tonight. And we just took a call a minute ago from somebody who gave us some really interesting and fun information that we would love to pass along because of the generosity of one of our local areas to two other teams that aren't really in our area per se.
Yeah.
But they got to experience Northeast Kansas hospitality, Buzz.
That's right. Sabetha, they played host tonight to a couple private schools. Having a hard time finding gyms to play in, so they both kind of met halfway, played the game at Sabetha. The NEK Nighthawks and Lincoln Eagles met tonight on the guys' side.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yep.
And NEK Nighthawks out of Topeka.
Yeah. So two homeschool teams. I said private earlier. That's not right.
Yeah.
Homeschool teams. NEK Nighthawks. We talk about burgers a lot.
Yeah,
they
we
put
do.
Up 90.
Ooh, that's a tonight. Triple burger.
90-65 Ooh. Over the Lincoln Eagles. Caller said it was a really, really fun game to watch.
Sure, no doubt about it. But shout out Sabetha.
Yeah.
And the school district and the fans that showed up to support these teams, like, that's really cool. And that's just, again, what Northeast Kansas is about, man.
So
I mean,
do.
Hospitality, being open arm for people like that, let them in your gym. I'm sure that was a great atmosphere for them, and obviously appreciated the ability to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
So shout out Sabetha for hosting the NEK Nighthawks and Lincoln Eagles. And the NEK Nighthawks, now, a little caveat for them.
Okay.
They play in a midseason tournament in our area. They play in the Valley Falls midseason tournament every single year on the guys' side. So, hey, put them on notice right now, hanging 90 tonight in their game. Holy cow. That's impressive. All right, so we've gone through all of our recaps. Let's give our scores one more time, Boz, if we can.
Okay.
Not a whole lot tonight, but half the area's playing.
All right, Hiawatha, they defeated Holton 52-36. This is on the girls' side tonight. Valley Falls gets the win over McLeod 68-9. Riverside gets a 5-point victory over Oskaloosa 45-40. Perry LeCompton, my Dark Horse team, they got the win against Pleasant Ridge, 50-20. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, defeated ACCHS, 59-7. Horton gets the win over Jackson Heights, 67-33. Hanover defeated Frankfort tonight, 53-30. Lynn gets the win over Donovan West, 57-49. And again, we just got to talk about this one again.
Come on.
Lynn, 8-2 on the season,
yeah.
Just beat a 6-1 Donovan West team, a really good Donovan West team. That's a big win for Lynn tonight. Centralia, they defeat Clifton Clyde 40-29. Blue Valley gets the win over Onega 40-31. And Axtell takes it to Washington County tonight 60-11. Those were your girls' scores. On the guys' side, Hiawatha, they defeated Holton 68-36. Hiawatha 6-1 on the season so far. Valley Falls, good win for them tonight against McLeod, 79-47. Perry LeCompton got the win over Pleasant Ridge, 63-30. Mar Hill Mount Academy defeated ACCHS, 72-38. Jackson Heights with the win tonight over Horton, 57-32. Hanover, another burger, 72-41 over Frankfort. Donna from West gets a 2-point win over Lynn, 51-49. Centralia defeats Clifton Clyde, 63-45. Blue Valley defeats Onega 59-43. And Axtell gets the win against Washington County 60-28.
All right, those are your scores tonight. We got all the scores except for one, but I did get a message that just came through.
We said it'd be 10:15.
We did, and the game is final, but I don't have the score. I've got who won, but I don't have a score. So we can't announce it quite yet.
That's incomplete information.
The final game of the night that we're waiting on, Oskaloosa at Riverside, got very delayed with their C-team game and then the JV game, and they were operating out of just one gym like most schools do that are smaller schools, especially in the Northeast Kansas League. So completely understood the situation, but that just means that, you know, you're going to finish your game an hour to an hour and a half behind some other people, because we had some games, Boz, tonight that were done by 8:45.
Yeah, they were moving along.
And they were cooking with gasoline tonight. And that meant that we had the opportunity to kind of cook with some gasoline tonight, my man.
Yep.
And so far, rolling right through it. What's up?
It's 10:15. Like, I'm looking, I mean, we're looking through the show. It's 10:15. Usually it's like
this
11,
is where we start.
11:15, 11:30.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're nearing the end already.
I know.
All right, so our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee list tonight has grown just a little bit. Boz, give us our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for tonight.
All right, on the girls' side, from Centralia, her first game back from injury, Tava Gibbs. She had 10 points, 6 boards, 4 steals. Pretty good night.
And again, you know, we applauded, we said welcome back, but you know, Tava kind of had a little bit of a scary moment, you know, what was it, a year and a half ago, and wasn't able to play for a little while, and they weren't sure at that time if she was going to get to play anymore. And, you know, she's been able to get healthy,
yep.
You know, battled an injury earlier this season. And so, you know, obviously it's the sport, it's the games that we talk about a lot. But if there's ever been a sports calendar year where we've said it's more than just the game, you know, it's good when you have these kind of stories where it's good to hear that Tava Gibbs is back on the basketball court, because it is more than a game. She's just a young high school athlete, but good to see that she's back on the floor and doing what she does best.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than seeing young kids that want to compete. They want to be out there with their team and they can't. You know, injury, health, whatever it might be, it's tough when you know they want to be out there and they can't do it. So I'm happy that Tava Gibbs is back. And that does wonders for that Centralia girls team. They're good to begin with, but now you got the Twin Towers.
Twin Towers.
Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs. They got great guards. Centralia is going to be a good team down the stretch for sure.
Led by Coach Dusty Thompson. That's a team we'll be talking about in February. You heard Coach John Holliday, if you've been listening from the early onset of this program here tonight. He talked about Centralia, a dominant team for 40-plus years.
Long time.
Final score. Sorry. I'm interrupting you. Okay. We got a final. It just came through. The final game of the night has came in. Final score from Riverside. Riverside 51, Oskaloosa 36. Your final on the boys' side. So the Cyclones get revenge from week one, game one of the basketball season. Back then, the Bears swept the Cyclones. Tonight, the Cyclones return the favor.
Riverside boys, 5-1.
Fighting Herbies.
Let's go.
All right, sorry, I interrupted you. You said Tatum Gibbs. What else you got?
All right, other nominees on the girls' side, Kansas Keo from Horton. She had a big night tonight, 26 points. From Hiawatha, Kylie Nelson. We got to see her play earlier this year. We talked about it a little bit ago. She is a player. She had 22 points tonight. She's averaging 22 on the season. From Perry Compton, Macy Cochran. She had a big night as well, 24 points for her. On the guys' side, from Hiawatha, Lane Kessler, 16 points, 12 boards, a double-double for that young man. Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, 18 points. He started to fill up a bunch of stats here. 18 points, 5 steals, 2 assists, 3 boards, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Big night for him. Devin Montgomery from Jackson Heights, 23 points, 7 boards. He was 5 of 6 from the foul line as well. Got the nominee a little bit ago, Colin Carney, Valley Falls. He had a big night.
Yeah, he did.
32 points, 12 boards. And here's what I'll say about that with Valley Falls. We've done this show for a while. We paid attention to all our area teams. And Valley Falls was one of my teams early on when we started the show 2 years ago.
Yep.
And Colin Carney was a guy that we were talking a lot about. We haven't mentioned him a ton this year, so it's great to see his name back here. He's getting after it, maybe after the little break, coming back, ready to get playing some basketball the second half of the season. Dustin Veach from Dauphin West, he had 19 points tonight. Those are our nominees.
All right, and that's the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball segment. We'll give that ball away at the end of the show, as we do every single week. You know, going back to your Dustin Veach nomination that came in, You know, the caller also informed us, you know, that was a big win for Donovan West. 6 wins now on the season. This is a team that has doubled their win total from a season ago already. Had 3 wins last year. Now, Donovan West was six. You're telling me to slow down.
They got 5 wins.
Ah!
But you're close.
I was getting there.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
One more win that I can make that accurate. But still, 5 wins at this point.
Yeah.
Looking to double if they can win their next game. Whenever they get to 6, they'll likely get to 6. But the continuation that Coach Derek Shelton has done over there with the Mustangs on the boys' side of things, and the Lynn matchup year in, year out has been a tough one for this team. And the caller told us, hey, this is a big hurdle we haven't been able to get over, and we did it tonight without Coulter Peterson, who is arguably one of the best athletes on the Donovan West Mustang team, leading scorer, all these things. He went out in the second quarter after taking an elbow to the face, couldn't play the second half, so being able to do that, big ups to Dustin Veach for stepping into that role as the scorer, but being able to do that without arguably one of your best shooters is an impressive thing.
Yeah, and you talk about Lynn, Donovan West matchup and history there. It's kind of been a hurdle for Donovan West. Maybe you're Achilles heel, a team that you just can't find a way to get a win over. That to get that win, it's almost, this is a win against a foe that you struggle with that can propel you, or just starting. I call it the second half.
Right.
We're getting closer now that some teams played 7-8 games before break, but this is the grind. You start January through February, Tuesday, Thursday, assuming there's no bad weather. If there is, now you got a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or a Tuesday, Friday, Monday. So this is the grind. This is the kind of win that can give you a bunch of momentum and confidence starting out the new year. Let's put it that way.
All right. I got to backtrack here really quickly.
Oh, what did you do wrong?
Well, I messed up once again.
Okay.
But we're an honest show, right?
Yeah.
We keep things forthright, and when we make a mistake, we walk it back, and we make it accurate. That D-West team, they won 5 games last year. I was thinking 2 years ago when they had won 2.
Well, because that was the year
I picked them as a dark horse last year. And they did. They doubled their win total a season ago.
Okay.
But already, my point is still valid, Buzz.
Okay.
All right. We're talking on January 2nd, 2026. They've already matched their win total from a season ago, so it still goes to show that ascension that you're seeing from the Mustangs.
Yep, I follow you. I'm with you.
All right.
Even if you said it wrong.
I wanted to get clarity on that, make sure, because I knew I'd probably get some message that came in like, hey, we had 5 last year. Don't say we only had 2 or 3 last year.
Yeah, it does.
Right. Come on now. All right. Hey, we've got plenty of things to still get through here on the latter half of the show. Yes, it's a little bit light. We don't have as many games. But that Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list, if you didn't hear somebody you wanted to know on that list, man, you need to give us a shout. Let us know. 785-547-3461. That's the phone number. The Giant Communications hotline is open for you. Hey, business people, make sure you listen up. All right, this is an opportunity for you to utilize the most reliable and local connection that can help your business go to that next level. With local people servicing our local communities, you can visit GiantCOMM.net and check out all they can offer for your business, whether it's internet, phone, securities, and more. GiantCOMM.net, the Giant Communications Hotline, open for you right now. Boz, we typically do this at the very, very end of the show when we're talking about some of the things and the next level. But I feel like this is something that we got to get with our listeners a little bit earlier this evening.
Okay.
Because I kind of teased it a couple breaks back with the college football playoff. And I said the phrase of, well, one is happy with where we're at, and one is not so much.
Well, as far as the
picks,
not so much. But I'm happy with one of the ones I picked that ended up, I lost the pick, but I'm happy.
But you're happy for that team. So let's quickly go back to it, because before the last time we signed off for 2025, that was pre the A&M Miami, Ole Miss Tulane, Oregon James Madison games, and before the teams that had buys even thought about playing. The only college football playoff game that happened was that night of our show, Alabama-Oklahoma. And so Boz and I went ahead and we did predictions on that. And so we had Miami at Texas A&M. We had Ole Miss hosting Tulane and Oregon hosting James Madison. Boz and I agreed easily. And we went on a little bit of a tangent about why James Madison and Tulane's even in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
So we got those right. Easy enough. Ole Miss throttles Tulane. Oregon, I wouldn't say throttled. I mean, final score, they won by 17. You would have thought be a lot bigger than that. But the Miami Hurricanes went into Kyle Field in the 12th man and upset Texas A&M, allowing Colin Klein to exit Aggieland earlier to come back home to Aggieville here in 2020.
That's probably just why you picked Miami. You don't even think Miami is going to win. You just hoped them to win so Colin Klein could be done.
You might think that until we get to the next round of the college football playoff, my friend.
Okay.
Next round was the quarterfinal round that just wrapped up the just a couple days ago. It was Miami at Ohio State. So at this point, I've got three right. Boz is 2-1.
Yeah.
It's not too shabby. Anything can happen at this point, right?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what we were thinking. Miami taking on Ohio State in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. And Boz said, ew, easy. Give me Ohio State, Big Ten team.
What? I did.
And I picked the U to go to the semifinal. What happened? Miami upsets Ohio State 24-14 to move on.
And I wouldn't even say, yes, it was an upset, but yeah. I thought Miami honestly dominated that game.
Absolutely.
It really was. 10-point win, but I didn't feel like Ohio State was ever in it.
Nope. They were not
fighting the whole game to just stay close.
And so that now puts the standings between Boz and I. Boz is sitting there at 2-2, and Jay Spall's sitting over here. Perfect. It's a 4-0 mark right now.
Don't ever put those two.
Feeling good right now. And then we go into the Oregon-Texas Tech game that Boz and I both put guns up.
Yeah.
Said, man, Texas Tech's defense, greatest defense in the country. Their offense putting up numbers.
So bad.
Not good.
I felt like Texas Tech, I don't know what happened. They had some sort of drowsy stuff in the air in the locker room or something. They were horrible.
Yeah.
Their offense was asleep.
Terrible.
It was so bad.
Four turnovers, you're not going to win a game.
When they averaged 480-some yards a game, I think, or right around there, and they had they couldn't do anything offensively. And then I really thought, okay, offense struggling. Their defense is rock solid. And they just got torched.
Yeah, I mean, they played decent. I thought their defense played okay. They played good enough to win. That last late touchdown, final 2.5 minutes or so, I mean, that really was a two-score game. And if I was to say, hey, Boz, if Texas Tech keeps Oregon to 16 points, are they probably going to win that game? I think we would have said yes. And so I think when you look at it from that lens, maybe you wouldn't hang it. I mean, I would put all the blame on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, they have four turnovers. Four turnovers, three interceptions?
Yeah. Yeah, Baron Morton looked like he was seeing ghosts out there. Poor guy.
Here in the headlights.
All right, so then that puts us at 4-1, and Boz is south of 500 at 2-3 now. Then we go to, are we really talking about this school in the college football playoff, not the NCAA basketball tournament? Yeah. Indiana.
True story.
Against perennial power Alabama.
Yeah.
And Boz's like, oh, man, this is easy.
Bama. Come on, Bama.
I knew
they were going to get in there and get the win.
And I said, Hoosiers. And the Hoosiers, man, my gosh, they made Alabama look like a D3 school.
They did. Alabama looked silly. Indiana, I've always known, like, oh, they're number one team in the country. I mean, they're really, really good. But I still, like, come on, it's Indiana.
Yeah.
How many times the broadcast they say that?
You're right.
The broadcasters even were like, this is Indiana football. It's for real.
Yeah.
And the turnaround of that program is a really cool story anyways.
So Boz is 2-3 going in this matchup. I'm 4-1. Now I improved to 5-1 because I picked the Hoosiers. Boz is 2-4 now. Just looking out of it.
Going the wrong direction.
And then this game is the one that I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it happening. No way, no how. No Lane Kiffin. All the turmoil. All the distraction. But the Rebels from Ole Miss. They went down. I mean, Georgia was up by 2 scores, 11 points in the fourth quarter. And the Rebels come back and win that game 39-34. What?
Yeah, that was okay. That's the game where, if you paid attention during football season, I was able to go down to Oxford, Mississippi and watch an Ole Miss football game. Unbelievable atmosphere, unlike anything that I've seen. And I've seen quite a few college football games, but SEC football in that venue, the Grove, was amazing. So I'm a fan of the atmosphere, the environment, the whole production. But I really thought Georgia was going to beat them.
Yes.
They beat them earlier in the season. I just didn't think with everything going on around Ole Miss, they would be able to focus up and get it done. But, man, I'm telling you, Trinidad Chambliss, quarterback for Ole Miss.
What a story.
He is a stud. He had a ball game, 362, two touchdowns, big-time throw late in the game.
Yeah.
Got him in position for the field goal. That was a fantastic – that was the best playoff game of this year.
No doubt about it. That guy, Trinidad, again, I say great story because this guy had not a single – Division One offer. He played a couple years at a D2 Ferris State, won a couple national titles with them, and then he transfers into Ole Miss, and all he does is get them to the Final Four. What a job he has done as a quarterback. And that just goes to show any of you kids out there listening, it's okay to go D2, D3, JUCO route.
Yeah.
And work on your craft and move forward, move up if you can. You don't have to go get a D1 offer and get out there in the Division I level right away. Trinidad Chambliss is showing you exactly the blueprint of how you can do it. So that dropped me to 5-2. Bars to
a lot.
2-5.
Not good.
So we got to make our picks for the semis that are happening next week. We will have both of those in completion by the time our show starts. And so it'll be Miami and Ole Miss next Thursday in the Fiesta Bowl, which is one of the two semifinal games. And then Friday will be Oregon, Indiana in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. I don't know why I just said the sponsor. Chick-fil-A doesn't spend any money with us, so scratch that. Just the Peach Bowl. Oregon and Indiana. Boz, I'll give you an opportunity here to try and figure out a way that you're going to be able to make a comeback, because you got to go 3-0. I got to go 0-3 just to even this thing up.
I picked Georgia to beat Ole Miss, and the way my luck's going, whoever I pick to win is going to lose. So
yeah.
If I follow that same logic, I would say Miami. But I think Ole Miss is going to win this game.
You do?
I do.
So you're picking Ole Miss.
I'm picking Ole Miss. I'm going against the grain right now because my picks have been really bad. But I think Ole Miss, the win, the way they won last night,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think they've got it figured out. They've shown the Lane Kiffin leaving, all that nonsense. They're locked in, and I think they're carrying a ton of momentum into that game. Miami's defense scares me.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. But I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
All right, I know we got somebody that's on the line right now. We'll get to you in just a second on the Giant Communications Hotline. Maybe you can give us your pick as well. It's an open-ended show here. But yeah, Miami, Ole Miss, give me the Canes, man. I mean, why not?
Riding the Cane train.
Riding the Cane train. They go into Kyle Field, knock out the 12th man. They turn around, do the same thing against the Shoe in Ohio State. Why not? Knock off an SEC team, make it two SEC foes in and out in the playoff. Give me Miami to go play for a natty, because here's a fun thing that I saw earlier today. Miami is the most recent of these four to win a national championship game.
Okay.
2001 when Miami won the national championship game. Yes, sir. What's up?
No, I'm with you.
Okay. And then the other team that has ever even won one was Ole Miss. And I don't have it off the top of my head, but in the 60s or 70s.
It was a long time ago. They were really bad for a long time.
It's been a long time, but Ole Miss has won one. Oregon and Indiana have never won one in their history.
All right.
So give me Miami to upset. Well, I don't even know if it's an upset. No, yeah. Miami's favored by 3.5 in that game.
Okay.
And so now the other semifinal game. It's Oregon-Indiana, Boz. Who do you got in that one?
And this one's tough for me just because I was kind of not an Indiana believer. But Oregon's offense is really good.
Yeah.
They got a pretty solid defense.
So was Alabama's.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah.
But I think I'm a believer with Indiana now. I mean,
are you?
The way they're just good. I mean, across the board.
Solid.
Solid offensively, defensively. Yeah.
I mean, does the dude... Does he smile?
That's one thing I was going to say. The guy is, he just looks like he's angry.
He's angry elf.
Angry elf all the time. Like, you're killing them. Just be happy.
Just be happy. There was, at one point, a still image came from that game against Alabama, and they were up like 31-3.
Yeah.
And he still looked ticked off.
Oh, yeah. Not a happy.
Not happy.
Maybe he's just... He's driven. He's not going to be happy till they win.
So Boz has got Miami,
yeah.
And he's got Indiana.
No, I got Ole Miss in Indiana.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You did go Ole Miss. My fault. So we're split on that game. I'm going Indiana as well. There's no reason to pick against them. Number one team in the country. They got the Heisman Trophy winner. They've demolished everybody that they've played. However, this is a rematch from back in October when Indiana went into Eugene, knocked off Oregon 13-10. And so Indiana's favored by 4 points in this game. If I was placing anything on this game, I would take Oregon plus the points. I think it'll be a close game.
Yeah.
But I think Indiana gets it done. And then how about that? Indiana-Miami in a national championship game is my prediction. Boz has got Indiana-Ole Miss. We'll know next week where we're sitting at in the standings. But I told you, one of us is feeling really good about our picks, and yeah. one of us is drying our tears with our shirt right now.
I've been on the struggle bus a little bit there.
Let's go to the Giant Communications Hotline real quick here on the MSC Radio Network. This is the Jacob Boz Show presented by Community National Bank. And caller, who do we got on the line with us tonight?
Do you have the Riverside scores yet?
Yes, we got that one in just a little bit ago. But by all means, if you want to say it, tell us. Make sure that the person that gave it to us gave us the right score.
Fine, no big deal. I told you I'd call you and let you know if it'd be a late game.
That's right. And it was the last game of the area, Tony. So 56-31 is what we've got.
Yeah,
Riverside.
15-point game. Tell us about the game, though. Was it closer than the score indicated, or what was it like?
You talking boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when it got to be 10, 12, 15 points, it was pretty much that way.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Gotcha.
Okaloosa did not shoot the ball very well, like I thought they might. But anyway,
yeah.
Riverside made shots when they needed to, and they just kind of kept that spread.
No doubt. Well, hey, we were just talking about the college football playoff. I don't know how much you got to listen to, and I tried to put it down to your down the line for you, but do you got any picks for Miami Ole Miss or Oregon Indiana?
Well, I'll tell you what, I kind of want Indiana to win, but I'm not sure that I'd want to play Miami.
Yeah.
Once they get to rolling, they're pretty tough.
They're a good team. I don't know if you heard or not.
I'm gonna pick Indiana, Miami, and then I want Indiana to win, but I'm afraid Miami's going to.
Okay.
If they play good.
So you got Miami winning the national championship.
Yeah, I do, even though I really want Indiana. But if I'm going to put anything on it,
yeah,
I'm going to pick Miami.
All right. I like it. And I don't know if you heard the standings or not, Tony, but, you know, I went 5-2 so far, and Boz is 2-5, so don't listen to him.
I got
to
let Jake win every now and again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll try to. He'll quit playing.
Yes, he will. He'll take his ball and go home.
Okay.
Tony, well, thanks for calling in.
You guys got the score. I told you I'd get it to you.
Yes, awesome. Sir. Appreciate you. Drive safe.
Yeah, that. You guys right. Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Tony calling in on his way home from that Riverside Oskaloosa game. All right, so that's our picks.
Yeah.
Like them, hate them, I don't really care. I'm sitting 5-2. Boz is 2-5. If you want to send him a gift, I'll give you the address to help him dry his tears, because Boz has got to figure out something better than what he's doing right now with the way that he is picking these college football playoff games. We got one more final break. When we come back, we're handing out a Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball for the first time in 2026. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this. Time out here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you, as always. The first time in 2026, I appreciate you, Mr. Dorsey Hall, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Paz. Wrapping up here in this final segment, as we'll get you back on into your weekend. Programming note is that tomorrow, there is K-State men's basketball right here on Kansaland Radio. K-State takes on BYU with a pregame starting at 11:30. Tip-off scheduled for 12:30 here tomorrow on Kansaland. Over on 92.1 KMZA, right here on 92.1 KMZA, if you're listening on our Seneca station. The Chiefs on Sunday will play at the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is a 3:25 kickoff, and it's the final game of the season for the Chiefs. We haven't said that since 2015, that this is the final game. Like, you know that it's the final game. That's kind of crazy.
It's very crazy. It feels weird.
I think I said this last December, maybe, yeah. Told both my boys, this is the first time in your life that the Chiefs are not playing in the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah. It's just weird. I kind of felt like I saw it coming a couple years ago. I was getting pretty critical, and I just felt like things were going downhill. And it's just
settling for too many field goals.
Yes, can't score in red zone. Can't score touchdowns.
You weren't wrong.
Doesn't work.
It's weird.
Yep.
It's really weird.
I said I didn't think the Chiefs would win another game. Maybe they beat the Raiders.
I don't think they want to.
Well, that's a whole different story.
I mean, honestly, I was talking to a couple buddies of mine, big time Chiefs fans. and they said, if the Chiefs win on Sunday, I'm going to be upset. And I was like, oh, come on. And they said, no, right now we're slated for a top 10 pick, so let's not win. And if we don't win, we can lock up a top 10 pick. You're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
What say you?
No, I mean, they've got a chance. You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you got for me?
That's all I got. You just play to win the game. No, okay. I just don't think there's really, honestly, that mindset. Maybe there is. Maybe I'm naive. I don't know.
Because this is what happens. So right now the Chiefs are in the ninth spot. If the season ended right now, where the standings the way that they're at, they are in the nine pick spot. If they win on Sunday, it is conceivable to think that they could go from the 9 up to the 14 pick. You could drop 6 spots.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Or 5 spots, excuse me. That's pretty big difference.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know where they drafted Patrick Mahomes at?
No.
10.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, you know, once I heard that logic, if you will, I was like, okay, I can understand that. And the Raiders, I mean, my response was, well, these are two teams that don't want to win.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Because the Raiders, if they lose, they lock up the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So are you going to have
both teams trying to throw the
exactly.
game?
Exactly. Are you going to have both teams that are, I mean, you got a dude for the Chiefs playing quarterback that I still can't say his last name. I mean, are they just going to, like, hand the ball to the opponent and say, you score? No, 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 you score.
A fumble on the ground, nobody dies.
Nobody picks it up.
Sits there.
The officials have to go to a review to see who touched it last to yeah. see who's got possession. I mean, so that's what you got on Sunday. The Raiders hosting the Chiefs on 92.1 KMZA is where you can listen to that final broadcast of the year for the Chiefs. Currently in the 9 draft pick order, could change drastically one way or the other. They could get higher if they lose and the Saints win. They could get up to the 8. But their highest ability or availability will be the 8th overall pick, which that's a really good pick, no yep. doubt about it. All right, since we're talking the NFL, Bob,
all right.
I had a great opportunity. You and I did this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We went up to Lambeau Field. We watched the Chiefs go up there, and we were both rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs lost.
Yes, they did.
But a great environment, great atmosphere. It was such a cool experience. Go to Lambeau Field. I got that opportunity again.
Yeah.
This past Saturday. And went up to watch my Ravens take on the Packers. And I got sat right next to a guy from Baltimore.
I can't even believe that happened.
Amazing, amazing. I had my longtime best friend from my entire life, Gump, was with me. And he's a closet Ravens fan, I always tell him. He says, they're my second favorite team behind the Chiefs. So that's fine. You're a closeted Ravens fan. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. But we're sitting there rooting on the Ravens. They win. They play great. Henry just
goes crazy.
Did insane things to make sure you lost the fantasy football Super Bowl this weekend.
Yeah, true story.
By the way, Boz lost that to our very own Justin Fluke, who had Derrick Henry on his team. So congratulations to Fluke for winning the Super Bowl in our fantasy league. But then we, you know, so that was a great time, good opportunity to see them in person. They win that game, and then it's like, all right, well, hey, it was nice to get a win, got to see it in person, but the Steelers aren't going to lose to the Browns.
Are you going to back up, though? You said something about you were sitting beside somebody. Are you going to tell what was going on there?
With the Baltimore guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about it?
You, out of all the people in Lambeau Field, you get seated right next to another Ravens fan.
It was so awesome. I mean, from the beginning,
I was hoping you were going to that game and you'd be surrounded by Packers fans heckling you the whole time.
Honestly, I mean, you got to experience this too. The Packers faithful might be the nicest and greatest fan base in professional sport.
I would agree with that. They were really, really cool.
I had so many people. I mean, I'm decked out, and what you're seeing, if you're watching on Facebook Live, this was my, you know, I had my Lamar jersey over this hoodie, and so very much a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
And I had Packers people coming up, high-fiving me, you know, giving me the bro hug, saying, welcome to Lambeau, all these things. That makes for a great experience.
Sure.
Win or lose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been to Ravens games in Arrowhead where beer was thrown at me. I've been at a Ravens game in Houston at NRG Stadium where a beer was thrown at me. And before I let you even open up your mouth and say, well, what did you do to deserve it?
Yeah, well,
it was nothing but I was in the opponent's, you know,
Is there somebody to corroborate your story here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to have to investigate that. I can't imagine you not running your mouth a little bit.
I mean, I wasn't.
At that particular time?
At that moment.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
The one in Arrowhead was after, you know, the Ravens were up by double digits. Stop me if you've heard this before. But then the Chiefs came back. It was 2018, I think, or 19, when Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill on a deep crossing route, put the Chiefs up. You know, a fan, you know, said, oh, that's what I thought, and throw a beer at me and put it on me, and it was gross. But anyway, let's not go down a rabbit hole here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? So this guy, getting to sit by him from Baltimore, he owns his own business that is it's a therapy center for kids with autism and that are on the spectrum. So super cool dude. Love what he does for a profession. He loves helping the youth out in his community. We're very respectful throughout the entire game until the fourth quarter, where he pulled out a foam cheese grater hat and put it on his head and then was asking people around that had cheese heads on, can I grate the cheese? And they let him do it. It was a fun time, no doubt. For that. But then, you know, game's over. We're all chanting, you know, let's go Browns. There's no shot the Steelers lose to the Browns. Lo and behold, they do.
Yeah.
And now we've got an AFC North game on the line, winning you're in on Sunday Night Football. And I don't know in my lifetime as a football fan, as a Ravens fan, if I've ever been more, like, at peace or calm with, like, an upcoming game. Because I'm not at peace or calm thinking, like, oh, the Ravens are going to easily win this game.
Yeah.
To me, I'm just happy that we're in this, like, in this moment. We started 1-5.
Yeah.
You know, a team that had Super Bowl expectations, and then they start 1-5, and they're 500 most of the season. That's terrible. So the fact that we're even in this spot, I'm happy with it. You know, if we win, I'll be ecstatic, because I think we're playing good ball at the right time. If we lose, I'm not going to be shocked either.
Because I do remember you early in the season when things were going pretty south for the Ravens. And remember we were going through their schedule, and a very favorable schedule midway through the season where we thought this could right the ship. They made it through that stretch, got some wins, and you were saying there's still a chance they could be division champs.
I did.
And here they are.
And they're here. And this is an opportunity. It's a great opportunity. Lamar is back. You know, everybody's healthy. I checked the report today, and there's not a single player that's going to miss the game that's on the active roster, which is what you want to see. You want to see two teams that go against it. But do you not think people want to see Aaron Rodgers in the postseason with a different team other than Green Bay?
You know, here's my thought on that. I don't know. I think Aaron Rodgers is enough of a divisive kind of guy that I don't know there's maybe people really rooting for him to have success. I don't know. I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
Yeah.
He's just kind of hard to beat. He's not likable, I guess.
Something about his face.
Something about him. I have to explain that sometimes. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't want the Ravens to win just because I don't want you to blah, blah, blah about all the Ravens stuff. But I don't care if the Steelers win. I don't care if Aaron Rodgers gets a win with another team other than the Packers. I don't care about that.
Are you in the same camp then as another buddy of mine that told me, I hope that the stadium collapses and neither team can win?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt my feelings, I guess. I don't want the Ravens to win. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
And I just take it as, you know, salty cheese fans that they got nothing to root for, so they're rooting against. And that's fine. I'm okay with it. Like I said, I'm at peace with it no matter what, man. If they win, I'm ecstatic. I'll buy myself the third year in a row of the AFC North winning T-shirt, you know, to add to my allotment of would be 11, I think, in my fandom time, which I know the Chiefs won 9 straight. I get it. But You know, so yeah, it'll be great if they do. If they don't, then that's one team that I can root against in the postseason, no doubt about it, because the Steelers are the biggest rival to the Ravens, and yeah. I can't stand them. And, you know, no disrespect to people that are Steelers fans, but, yeah, I hope your team loses. I hope my team wins. So we'll leave it at that. So that's on Sunday Night Football. I'm excited about it. You know, my youngest is a huge Ravens fan. He's been talking about it all week long with me. And today, before I left to come and pick you up, he said, "Dad, we're just 2 days away.
2 days away.
Two more days before we get to watch." And he's ecstatic because he's going to be allowed to stay up late and watch the game.
That's the only reason why.
That might be the only reason why. But it'll be a great, great night nonetheless. So, all you Chiefs fans out there, you know, whether you love or you hate the Ravens, I just ask for your well wishes. You know, let's get them ready to rock and roll this year. Ravens to the playoffs, Sunday Night Football against the Steelers, an amazing rivalry, and two coaches that are the two longest tenured in the NFL facing off against each other. All right, I think I drug it out long enough. What do you think so?
That's enough of Ravens.
No more Ravens chatter. Yeah. I mean, shout out Megan Rodvelt. Good to see you. Wife of Jonathan, who coached Troy basketball for many, many years, Horton grad, and she jumps on and she throws in our social media chat, "Man, I hop on only to hear Jake talking about his Ravens."
Yes, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
I haven't talked to you or seen you for a while, so thanks for jumping on and saying, hey, appreciate it. That's funny. All right. Well, hey, we've got one more final thing to do tonight, Bonds.
Yeah.
We had an amazing show, an amazing group of kids that got nominated for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball for tonight, and people are on the edge of their seats waiting to hear who you are going to pick for that. Before you do, who are the nominees tonight?
Nominees on the girls' side, Tava Gibbs from Centralia, Kansas Keough from Horton, Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha, and Macy Cochran from Perry. On the guys' side, Lane Kessler from Hiawatha, Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, Devin Montgomery from Jackson Heights, Colin Carney from Valley Falls, and Dustin Veach from Donna from West.
All right, those are your nominees for tonight, Boz. On the girls' side, who are you going with tonight?
On the girls' side, it's tough every week, but I got to go with Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha. 22 points tonight. She's having a fantastic season, averaging 22 per game this year. So Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha.
All right, congrats to Kylie. And then on the guys' side, who are you going with tonight?
Man, this one was tough. I kind of had two I was going with. Lane Kessler from Hiawatha, 16 points, 12 boards. He was close, but I got to go with Colin Carney, Valley Falls, 32 points, 12 rebounds. Both guys had double-doubles, but Colin Carney gets the game ball tonight.
All right, so that is our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners for the first show of 2026. Kylie Nelson of Hiawatha and Colin Carney of Valley Falls. Boz and I will be out and about this next week and a half delivering these game balls. Stick with us next week as well. We'll continue to roll through with our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show for Seth, Boz, and Jake. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Go Ravens!
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.